One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 21, Blessed Assurance by Jim Edmondson. Scripture passage, Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. There are few realities as traumatic as feeling completely alone. It can be horrifying, feeling that you cannot reach out and no one can reach in, isolated, trapped, like you are in a box with the lid closed over your head. How well Daniel knew those very feelings. He faced the devastating reality. The biblical hero Daniel was more than 80 years old when he was placed in the lion's den. He had been faithful to God. People knew him as a person of character. He was a good guy, and yet an older person, perhaps even frail, he was cast alone into a most perilous situation. All those around him felt his fate was sealed. Fear could easily have gripped Daniel. Anxiety could easily have washed over him. The danger he faced was real. There are many perilous situations that we face in this life. The world we have built, the life we have cultivated over many years, can change drastically. The loss of a loved one, a close friend, the diagnosis of an illness, or financial woes can make us feel that our world is crashing down around us. We can feel trapped, out of control, and alone. But Scripture tells us that God is with us. The morning after Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, his captors were amazed to find him untouched by the lions. Daniel professed, My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths. Daniel 6:22. Daniel had not been alone, and God was glorified by all who witnessed this saga. The writer of Hebrews reminded the early Jews who followed Jesus that God was faithful, recalling to their minds his promise in Deuteronomy, He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Chapter 31, verse 6. This was the assurance they needed as they were isolated and viewed with skepticism for their new faith. The person Jesus, who they now followed, was a Jewish heretic. Family members and friends turned their backs and closed doors that previously had been opened. In many ways, they were alone. Jesus understood what his followers would face. He knew what it was like to be alone, even in a crowd. He understood facing fears. Jesus said, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. He is the lifeline to all those who call upon him. He is our hope. In his final words spoken on this earth, he offered assurance that he would be with his believers always, even to the very end of the world. Matthew 28:20. None of us desire to feel the pangs of loneliness. But it is at these times that the promises of the living Word can comfort us. Just as it was with Daniel, even as it was with the first New Testament believers, the Spirit of the Almighty God is with us to deliver us. We can stand, even alone, victoriously in this assurance. Reflect upon the following. Can you open your heart and mind to accepting God's presence with you as truth, regardless of your feelings? Consider taking the following action step. begin to thank God aloud for being with you and for His promise to never leave you. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.